On Yom Kippur, there are five categories of things which are prohibited under the rubrics of the Chamisha Inuyim, the five afflictions which apply. I want to spend this week going through those five afflictions. I want to start today with, obviously, the most well-known, which is the requirement to fast, or the prohibition against eating or drinking food on Yom Kippur. Usually where there's a prohibition against eating something, for example, chametz on Pesach or treif food or something like that, so then the prohibition is that, or the rule is that if one eats a kazayit of the food, one is halachically liable. It's prohibited to eat less than a kazayit. It's prohibited to eat what we call a chatzi shir, half a quantity, but one's not liable unless one eats a kazayit. If the prohibited substance is a liquid, so then the prohibition is against drinking a revi'it of that liquid. However, on Yom Kippur, the rules are different. So on Yom Kippur, we say the quantity for being chayav, being halachically liable for eating something, is the shear of kuchotevet hagasa, a large date, and the quantity of liquid for which one would be halachically liable is drinking melor lugmav, which is a cheekful of water, so, or liquid. So it's interesting that in terms of food, we are more lenient on Yom Kippur because kuchotevet hagasa is much more than a kazayit, whereas as far as drinking is concerned, we're more stringent because melor lugmav, a cheekful, is less than a revi'it. Why do we have this distinction? Why is the quantities of prohibited food and drink different on Yom Kippur to any other case? Because on Yom Kippur, it's not so much that there's a prohibition against eating or drinking these things, but there's a requirement of inui, a requirement to be to feel afflicted. And if one just eats a kazayit of food, so one will still feel afflicted. That is, only if one eats kuchotevet hagasa, the size of a large date, that one will feel somewhat satisfied and will no longer feel afflicted. Same is true with the drinking. That's even if one doesn't drink a full revi'it, one just drinks melor lugmav, a cheekful, so one will feel somewhat refreshed from that, and therefore one's no longer in a state of inui, of affliction, therefore one would be halachically liable. How much is this kuchotevet hagasa? So the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a little bit less than the volume of an egg. So we know that the volume of an egg is the same as 2 kazaitim. So if we say that kazait is 27 cc, so then a dried date is going to be something less than 53 cc. We're not sure, or 54 cc. We're not quite sure exactly what that is. That's some poskim say it's 45 cc, others say it's 30 cc. That's as far as the melor lugmav is concerned, that's actually a subject. Objective definition, that everybody has a different sized cheek, but again, the poskim say it's something less than a revi'it. That's maybe it's just over half a revi'it. There's a little bit of discussion about how much that is. That's the Minchat Chinuch raises a very interesting question. He says, in general, we say that the person who eats something which is prohibited doesn't need to swallow the entire kazayit. If a person eats exactly a kazayit of, say, a chazatreif, that so some of it inevitably is going to be caught in his teeth and gums. Nevertheless, it's still regarded as eating a whole kazayit, because we've got a principle of hanat garon, that if a person's mouth that enjoys the taste of a kazayit of this prohibited substance, so one is going to be halachically liable. So what would be the case with Yom Kippur? If a person eats exactly the volume of a dried date, a large date on Yom Kippur, is he going to be chayav or not? Because inevitably a little bit will be caught between his teeth, etc. So the Minchat Chinuch says, in that case you wouldn't be chayav. Why? Because the consideration is what he calls hanat mayav, that a person's innards, a person's stomach, needs to be relieved of the hunger pangs, and unless the person's actually swallowed and is digesting a the relevant shear of prohibited food, then one's not going to be liable. He then flips the question round and says, what about the other way round? What if a person That's ate a whole, that's kotevet hagasa of food, but ate it in such a way that he didn't get any, his mouth didn't, and gullet didn't get any benefit from the food. So he wrapped it up in something and swallowed it that way. That's inside it's going to relieve his hunger, but he had no enjoyment of it at all when he drank it. Is he going to be chayav? And on the face of it, it would seem that he should be chayav because his hunger pains have been addressed. Nevertheless, the Minchat Chinuch rejects that and says that because we say that you're not liable for eating kotevet hagasah unless you ate it in a certain time frame, that's tokdei achilat pras, that you're not liable. So that must indicate that we're also interested in the benefit to the person's mouth and gullet, because if it was just to do with relieving the hunger pangs, so even if a person ate it over the course of half an hour, it would still do the trick. The fact that we've got this consideration of that toch de achilat pras indicates to us that in actual fact you're not liable unless there is both the consumption of the quantity of food inside one's stomach, and also that a person has properly eaten it in the normal way, that's and had some benefit through the mouth as well. So that would indicate, and this is indeed discussed by the Possum, if a person was fed through some sort of nasal feeding tube or something like that, so even though they might now not feel hungry at all because there's plenty of food inside their stomach, nevertheless, they would not be liable because they didn't actually eat the food and have hanat garon, adkan.